All right. Now I get to introduce Alice. And for those of you who don't know her, I mean, for so many of us, Alice needs no introduction, but we know there are some new people here, so let me plunge in. Alice has been a member of the Word and Life community for 32 years, including being our coordinator for most of those years. I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it? She retired from that position in March of 2008, and that's where it took how many of us, what, seven or eight of us to succeed her, so you could tell what a big job she did all during all those years. She got her master's degree in theology in 1998 from Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles. And she was also a founding member of the Institute for Adult Spirituality, now known as the Cordano Institute for Adult Spirituality, which was holding two series of a year at the mission at the Franciscan Renewal Center. Something you may not know, she is a member of the governing board of Instruments of Peace, a nonprofit organization that promotes healing and peace, especially for victims of sexual abuse. Her interest lies in the contemplative practice of silence as an experiential path to healing, as an experiential path to healing the great divorce between God and the world and spirit and matter. Her spiritual formation has been most profoundly influenced by the Word and Life community. I think that's a mutual reality for all of us. And by the evolutionary spirituality of Jesuit priest Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and by the spirituality of Franciscan priests Virgil Cordano and Richard Rohr. Not to mention Thomas Berry, Brian Swim, Barbara Marx Hubbard, and other evolutionaries who have been an important resource in understanding how the new cosmology is transforming spiritual life. Alice and her husband Bill have been married for 48 years and have three adult children and two grand dogs. So, with no further ado, I will invite Alice up and we will sing our blessing.
We bless you as you share.